This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Good evening, this is Brad McGee, assistant publisher at Paparitalo Publications, reporting to you from Paparitalo West. This is the PM 40 update for Thursday, the 19th of April, 2018. The PM 40 closed down today at 42.54, down 15 points from yesterday's close. Declining stocks outpaced gainers 5-3. We'll be back to take a look at today's top winners and losers right after these messages. Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster.
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes. Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator. The patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
And we're back. Today's top gainer was Verso, which closed at $18.55, up 3.9%. Greif also gained, closing up 2.2% at $58.65. Other winners were Sunoco, UPM Kumani, and Ennis Incorporated. The biggest decliner today was Orchid's Paper Products, closing at $7.28, down 4.5%. Universal Forest Products also lost, closing down 4.3%, at $32.55. Other losers today were Orient Paper, Kimberly-Clark, and Resolute Forest Products. In headlines today, the annual Miami University Paper Science and Engineering Foundation meeting and the Student Recognition Banquet were held in Oxford, Ohio. The former Appleton-coated facility will begin doing business as Midwest Paper Group. Newfoundland and Labrador paid $700,000 in legal fees to fight U.S. tariffs. International Paper launches its Box Out Hunger initiative. The Canadian National Railway will acquire 350 boxcars to meet the growing demand for forest products and the metal businesses. A fire broke out at the Quad Graphics facility in Sussex, but no injuries were reported. NOF sends a letter to USG shareholders, urging them to vote against USG's director nominees. And a federal judge has ordered to peer businessman Ron Vandenhoevel to disclose his fraud conviction to potential investors. For more on these and other stories, plus Jim Thompson's latest column on safety, check out Nip Impressions at nipimpressions.com. Then don't forget to listen to the PM 40 Weekly Wrap-Up at 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time each Monday morning on Pulp and Paper Radio International, located at ipulpradio.com. Join us again tomorrow at the same time here on iPulpRadio.com for the latest PM 40 Daily Update. In the meantime, be safe, and we'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to the PM 40 Daily Show. This PM 40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.